He's an easy man to fall in love with. I did it one day. I've been married to the most extraordinary man for 26 years. I was planning on at least another 26 together. Hi, 亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是孟非 Phoenix， 今天和你分享的美文来自艾米·罗森塔尔，因卵巢癌去世于这篇文章发表后的十天。这篇文章我是流着泪带着笑读完的，所以邀请你一起来听这篇让人心疼又感动的美文。I've been trying to write this for a while, but the morphine and lack of juicy cheeseburgers have drained my energy and interfered with whatever prose prowess remains. Additionally, the intermittent micro-naps that keep whisking me away mid-sentence are clearly not propelling my work forward as quickly as I would like. But they are, admittedly, a bit of tryptophan. Still,I have to stick with it, because I'm facing a deadline, in this case a pressing one. I need to say this while I have your attention and a pause. I've been married to the most extraordinary man for 26 years. I was planning on at least another 26 years. Want to hear a sick joke? A husband and wife walk into the emergency room in the late evening on September 5th, 2015.A few hours and tests later, the doctor clarifies that the European wife is feeling on her right side. Isn't that no biggie? Appendicitis, they suspected, but rather ovarian cancer. No wonder the word cancer and cancel look so similar. This is when we enter what I came to think of as Plan B, existing only in the present.As for the future, allow me to introduce you to the gentleman of this article, Jason Brian Rosenthal. He's an easy man to fall in love with. I did it in one day. Let me explain. My father's best friend since summer camp, Uncle John, had known Jason and me separately our whole lives. But Jason and I had never met.I went to college out east and took my first job in California when I moved back home to Chicago. John, who thought Jason and I were perfect for each other, set us up on a blind date. It was 1989. We were only 24. I had precisely zero expectations about this going anywhere. But when he knocked on the door of my little frame house, I thoughtWow, this is something highly likable about this person. By the end of dinner, I knew I wanted to marry him. Jason, he knew a year later. I've never been on Tinder, Bumble, or eHarmony, but I'm going to create a general profile for Jason right here. Based on my experience of coexisting in the same house with him for like 9,490 days. First, the basics. He's 5'10", 160 pounds, with salt and pepper hair and hazel eyes. The following list of attributes is in no particular order, because everything feels important to me in some way. He's a shop dresser.Our young adult son, Justin and Miles, often borrow his clothes. Those who know him, or just happen to glance down at the gap between his dress slacks and dress shoes, know that he has a flair for fabulous socks. He's fit and enjoys keeping shape. If our home could speak, it would add that Jason is uncannily handy. On the subject of food, man, can he cook?After a long day, there is no sweeter joy than seeing him walk in the door, plop a grocery bag down on the counter, and woo me with olives and some yummy cheese he has procured before he gets to work on the evening's meal. Jason loves listening to live music. It's our favorite things to do together. I should also add that our 19-year-old daughter, Paris, would rather to go to a concert with him than anyone else. When I was working on my first memoir, I kept circling section my editor wanted me to expand upon. She would say, I'd like to see more of this character. Of course, I would agree. He was indeed a captivating character, but it was funny because she could have just said, Jason, let's add more about Jason. He is an absolutely wonderful father. Ask anyone. See that guy on the corner? Go ahead and ask him. He'll tell you Jason is compassionate and can flip a pancake. Jason paints. I love his artwork. I would call him an artist, except for the law degree that keeps him at his downtown office most days from 9 to 5, or at least a day before I got sick. If you're looking for a dreamy, let's go for a travel companion, Jason is your man. He also has an affinity for tiny things. Taster spoons, little jars, a mini sculpture of a couple sitting on the bench, which he presented to me as a reminder of how our family began. Here is the kind of man Jason is. He showed up at our first pregnancy ultrasound with flowers. This is a man who, because he's always up early, surprises me every Sunday morning by making some kind of audible smiley faces out of items near the coffee pot. A spoon, a mug, a banana. This is a man who emerges from the mini mart or gas station and says, give me a palm. And voila, a colorful gumbo appears. He knows I love all the flavors but white. My guess is, you know enough about him now. So, let's swipe right. Wait, did I mention that he's incredibly handsome? I'm going to miss looking at that face of his. I'm wrapping this up on Valentine's Day. And the most genuine, non-vase-oriented gift I can hope for is that the right person read this, finds Jason, and another love story begins. I'll leave this intentional empty space below as a way of giving you too the fresh start you deserve.你现在收听的是英语美文朗读，本期节目到这里就结束了。你可以在微信订阅号搜索并关注英语美文朗读，来收听更多暖声英语节目。我是孟非 Phoenix， 感谢你的收听 ，Thanks for listening and see you next time.